What a difference a month makes. After September's all-around rather dismal employment report, October makes a raging comeback. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on October 2015 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the October unemployment rate dropped to 5.0%. The last time it was at this level was April 2008. There were 320,000 more employed persons in October and 7,000 fewer unemployed persons, and the size of the labor force grew by 313,000, so the unemployment rate incrementally declined to 5.0%. In addition, the number of people not in the labor force declined by 97,000. In other words, the increase in the number of employed persons outnumbered the growth of the labor force at the same time the number of unemployed persons declined. This is a good development all around, but indicates a tightening labor market. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, showed that the total number of jobs was up 271,000 in October, and that was a vast improvement from the 137,000 increase in September, as well as August's increase of 153,000. The private goods producing sector increased 27,000. That was a nice change of direction from the decline of 10,000 jobs in September, as well as the 21,000 decline in August. However, the improvement in the sector was not uniform. The construction sector managed to build on its recent gains with an increase of 31,000 jobs in October after adding 12,000 in September and 8,000 in August. Manufacturing jobs were flat, with durable goods contracting by 3,000 jobs and non-durable goods increasing by 3,000. And although mining and logging continued to sink, it may be approaching a bottom with a loss of only 4,000 jobs in October after declines of 13,000 in September and 10,000 in August. The private service providing sector improved nicely. In October, it grew by 241,000 jobs, which was better than the 159,000 increase in September, as well as the 146,000 gain in August. A year ago, October 2014, services grew by only 184,000. The pace of new hiring in the retail trade sector apparently exploded with the gain of almost 44,000 jobs in October after adding only 5,800 in September. By the way, September was initially reported last month as an increase of almost 24,000 jobs. This is an unusually large revision, and we can't help wonder if some statistician found a drop decimal point. The professional and business services sector grew new hires with 78,000 more jobs in October after adding 33,000 in September. Computer systems design and related services added to their hiring plans with 9,900 more jobs in October after adding 5,600 in September. The education and health services sector added a total of 57,000 jobs in October, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector turning in a rather flat report card with an increase of only 200 jobs. Home healthcare services was up by 8,100 jobs in October, which was considerably healthier than the 3,000 it added in September. The party continued, but may be starting to wind down in the leisure and hospitality sector that added 41,000 jobs in October after adding 51,000 in September. And the total number of government jobs was up by 3,000 in October, following a decline of 12,000 in September. By the way, September was initially reported as an increase of 24,000. Perhaps some bureaucrats had not gotten around to filling in some paperwork on time. Although the federal government shrank by 2,000 and local government was flat, state government added 5,000 jobs in October. The temporary health services sector grew and at a very nice clip. September's 2,927,700 temporary health services jobs were a result of an increase of 24,500 jobs, which was a 0.8% increase from September and up 4.1% from October 2014. Incidentally, September's increase of 27,000 was initially reported in the previous jobs report as up 4,600 jobs. Although previous data were revised lower, the revisions were not too great, so October's reported growth was indeed a solid gain and not just because of earlier downward revisions. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portions of all jobs, jumped to 1.05% in October, which was a 0.0133 percentage point gain from September. That's a relatively large move for this metric. Last month, we concluded that the September employment situation was likely not what the Federal Reserve Board had been looking for to pull the trigger on interest rates. We can't say that about the October employment situation. Although the advance estimate of third quarter GDP was relatively weak, we believe that the October employment data is strong enough for the Fed to start to raise interest rates before the end of the year. And with the unemployment rate at its lowest point in 7.5 years and more people finding jobs than the number of people entering the labor force, there is little doubt that the labor market is getting tighter. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay selected portions and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.